We're backstage with Michael Kors just moments before his show, and I've noticed up there it says something about the most glamorous beach bums in the world.
Boy, isn't that my fantasy, and I don't know, maybe everyone's. To me, you know, it's interesting now. It's funny. I guess since the Internet, you know, I know more and more people, especially in New York and L.A., who, you know, they live in the Hamptons year-round. Or in L.A., people are moving to Malibu, and I'm like, wait a minute, what am I doing wrong?
Rough life.
Right, exactly. So you know, there's definitely, I wanted this to be very American. I think there are too many, honestly, there are too many collections in New York that try to look too European. And I think that, hey, we invented the way the world dresses. You know, Americans invented the idea of comfort and speed and easiness. So it's really very much about that. You know, athleticism, architecture, but again, architecture that's kind of user-friendly. Because clothes that get too architectural sometimes can get a little frightening. But it's all about optimism.
Now, I took a look at some of the shoes over there, and they did have an architectural feel to them, but they were still very user-friendly, kind of as you said.
Exactly.
Tell me a little bit about that, the fun architectural heel.
Well, you know, the odd thing is, you know, with shoes, I don't know a woman on the planet who doesn't say, oh, I want to be taller, I want to be taller. But, of course, you know, crazy high heels are, first off, of course, not that easy to walk in. So we really dealt with these sculptural platforms, and I wanted to keep them sporty, though. So kind of you have the architectural bottom, and then you have the sporty top of the shoe. So it's great with the dress, but it's great with jeans. You know, because, again, isn't that really the idea, I think, today of fashion, that it's versatile? So you can mix it, wear it however you want to wear it. And, again, it's the yin and yang, you know, the architecture with the sporty. There's always something that makes it kind of user-friendly.
You're the first person who ever taught me about fashion math, that if you buy, you invest in a piece and you wear it 1,000 times versus buying something cheap and wearing it once, you're making a good investment. Do you still think about investment pieces, especially in this economy, but even when you're designing something more glamorous?
I think that that's the one thing that we're finding more and more and more. You know, it's not about just the classic, because if it's super classic, you're like, I have it sitting in the closet, so that doesn't turn me on. But then if it's so out there, I'm going to wear it once. So right now, I think that with this economy, people want something that's fresh and exciting, changes their wardrobe, but still has versatility. And fabric is key. So I always say to everyone, you know, buy the best quality you can buy. And also, we talk about eco fashion and what's green. Well, it is certainly not green to buy cheap, cheap clothes, wear them once, and throw them out. What's green is to buy something that's beautifully made, beautifully crafted, and wear it for years. You know, that's what's green.
Everyone's also talking about the election, of course, politics and fashion. People are asking, is it really fair to be questioning the personal style of someone like Sarah Palin, or even talking about the First Lady? How important is fashion in politics?
I don't know that it's about fashion, per se, in politics, nor do I know that it should be, ultimately. I think it's about, though, what works on camera. So that's not about fashion with a capital F. It's about, you know, really, I think, what also can make a person feel more confident. But I always say, you know, what I do is you know, kind of give you a visit to the shrink without going to the shrink. And, you know, politicians are so dissected. So if they're wearing the right suit or the right dress or the right color or the right tie, that could make them feel better. And, hey, they can perform in a debate better. You know, and all of those things I think are important. But fashion with a capital F, you know, I'm not voting for a fashion designer or a stylist. You know, I want someone who's smarter than me and not quite as absorbed in fashion. That's what's important to me.